The proposal to change how Michigan draws the lines for congressional and legislative districts is about to go on the ballot.
But will it actually stay there? I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So the question to create an independent commission to handle the job of redistricting is poised to become Proposal 2 on the November ballot.
The group that gives the okay to what questions make it on the ballot meets on Wednesday.
The Board of State Canvassers is made up of two Republicans and two Democrats. The Michigan Court of Appeals just ordered this elections board to put the question on the ballot. And the Michigan Supreme Court has refused a request by that group battling the proposal to stop that from happening.
But this is not over.
Because the Supreme Court, while it dealt foes of the proposal a setback, could still step in.
A decision on whether to take the case and possibly reverse the lower court and keep it off the ballot, that's still pending.
So we're waiting to hear on that?
David Doyle is with People Protecting Michigan's Constitution, the group fighting the ballot question. He says his group does not consider theirs a lost cause, not yet at least.
We've had cases in the past where issues have been put on the ballot by the Board of Canvassers and the Supreme Court has taken them off.
Although you have to look back to the early 2000s to find the last time that that's actually happened.
So here's what to look for next. First, whether the Supreme Court agrees to take the case and schedules arguments.
Or the court could refuse the case. That would let the appeals court decision stand.
And that is a distinct possibility since the justices turned down their first early chance to second guess the lower court.
If the court does take the case, though, in the coming weeks, that just opens a big box of political complications.
Because the Supreme Court is elected.
Supreme Court elections in Michigan appear on the nonpartisan section of the ballot, but the reality is they are partisan positions.
Candidates for state Supreme Court justice are nominated by partisan delegates to state party conventions.
Two Republican justices who are currently on the court, so have to be part of this redistricting decision, they want to get nominated this summer at a GOP convention.
And if they win in November, Republicans keep control of the Supreme Court.
If they both lose, Democrats would be in charge.
Over the past three decades, Republicans have largely succeeded in running their agendas through the legislature and then protecting their wins with a philosophically aligned judiciary.
So what's really at stake here is power.
And the ability of Republicans in the legislature and their allies to protect hard-fought victories like the right-to-work law, for example, from legal challenges.
With so much at stake, redistricting is the most political question courts deal with.
Judges and justices hate for their decisions to become political issues, but in this case, they just may not have a choice.
Who got the power?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.